Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Dr. Joseph Smith with Missouri University of Science and Technology.
Joseph Smith, the director of the Energy Research and Development Center and the Wayne and Gail Wofford Endowed Energy Chair at Missouri University of Science and Technology.
So one of the main reasons why I wanted you to come on the program today was talk about some of the studies that you guys have been doing or some of the projects when it comes to fracking. Talk to me a little bit about your project or your research, which I guess I essentially got a press release for. That's how I got a hold of your name. Talk to me a little bit about that.
You bet. We have an energy lab here in Missouri, and we study hybrid energy. And hybrid energy basically combines various sources of energy, and that includes gas, nuclear, solar. I mean, so across the gambit. And in the work that we've been doing in gas is from unconventional sources. Obviously, fracking is one way to recover unconventional hydrocarbons. From shale oil or shale formations and so forth. We've got a project right now that we're working on that is processing oil shale to generate syncrude. Fracking, again, is some of the work that's going on here at the university. It involves ways to extract hydrocarbons more efficiently from shale, from different types of formations.
So what was it, I guess, when it comes to your fracking research, what did you find when it comes to, like, the fracking type research?
Okay, so fracking is, as you know, is basically extracting gas from, tight gas from shale formations. And what, you know, our research mainly is focused on thermal processes to take gases out of the oil shale. One of the things that we're doing right now involves nuclear reactors to provide heat to do that. In Canada and some of the other formations, they use steam, you know, assisted gravity drainage or SAGD to take oil out. What we're looking at is alternative ways to provide carbon-free heat to do the same, and so that's mainly our research here. We're also modeling what happens underground when you heat up a formation, and how the ground heats, how that affects the formation, and you know just where the proper places for wells are. In relation to the heat source. And so presented some work at Oil Shale Conference in Golden, Colorado, and also in Salt Lake City on this technology that we've developed. And that's, again, one of our process technologies that we're developing is, again, doing in-situ as well as ex-situ extraction of oil and gas from shale formations.
And I'm looking at the press release here, and it says, like, the fracking industry has essentially remade itself, right, and we've got some less expensive ways to drill. Just what are you, are there people using this method right now? Is that how you came up with those numbers? Or I guess, are people using this?
Yes, that's right. And so, if you think about it, you know, fracking industry grew up with $100 barrel oil, and what has happened since that? Oil prices, you know, cut in half or even more, and so what the industry has done is find ways to extract oil more effectively with you know newer equipment. And so,
to listen to the full length interview with Dr. Joseph Smith from Missouri University of Science and Technology, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com.
My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
On the market, you can make a million too.
And that concludes this week's episode on Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. For a full list of today's guests and interviews, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. And we'll be back next week on this radio station at this time. For a full list of our radio affiliates and other media partners, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com.
Candlestick, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Coffee and Capitalism Radio is brought to you in part by MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services, visit their website at www.mbienergyservices.com. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. For more information on Hatch Realty, call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Building the Bakken, informing and educating the masses about the Bakken Shale Play. Read original stories and hear exclusive interviews at buildingthebakken.com. And the Lodge at Deadwood, voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best overall restaurant for three consecutive years in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood. Check them out online at deadwoodlodge.com. From the staff at Coffee and Capitalism Radio and the kids from Kids and Capitalism, we're asking you to be safe, be happy, make money, and give back. Thanks for joining us this week, folks. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. We'll see you next week.
Hot stuff for sale, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of Kids in Capitalism. I would like to take this time to talk to you about Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. If you are looking to buy or sell a home, you need to give Hatch Realty a call today. Hatch Realty is the number one real estate team in North Dakota, according to the Wall Street Journal, and is featured in Inc. Magazine's 5,000 Fastest Growing Private Companies in America. Eric Hatch has been endorsed by Barbara Corcoran from the hit show Shark Tank. He was voted Best Real Estate Agent by the firm of Fargo Moorhead, is an Alumni Association Horizon Award winner from North Dakota State University, and the host of Real Estate Radio. When buying or selling real estate, there is only one company to call, and that's Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Give Eric Hatch and Hatch Realty a call today at 701-212-1572. Again, that's 701-212-1572. Or check them out online at livefargomoorhead.com. Again, that's livefargomoorhead.com. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate.
The oil and gas industry is coming back, and you need a source to keep up to date on the industry. Check out Oil Man, the magazine for leaders in the American energy industry. Each issue gives you a competitive edge with the latest oil and gas news. In addition to the news and analysis, the Oil Man brings you exciting features, publishes photos from yesteryear that chronicle the history of the oil and gas industry. Visit oilman.com to learn more and subscribe today. That's theoilman.com.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Autumn is the perfect time to see the beauty of the Black Hills, and the Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort is the perfect place to stay. The Lodge at Deadwood offers 140 luxurious guest rooms designed for total comfort. Elevate your expectations about casual fine dining in their first-class restaurant, or experience the energy and excitement of Vegas-style gaming. The Lodge at Deadwood offers the largest convention facility in the area with unparalleled hospitality and scenic surroundings. Elevate your experience. Visit deadwoodlodge.com.